Hopkins. Bryant for the win.
Interviews from your favorite local coaches and athletes.
He's getting to the basket of will, and he's hitting that three-point shot with some consistency now, and he's just in a groove right now where he's pretty well unstoppable.
Hall of Fame and legendary guests.
I was driven by loving to play, liking the challenge of being an NFL quarterback, but after 18 years, I was 1 month short of 39 years old. It's time to go.
Analysis and insight on the latest national sports topics. Live, it's Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.
Welcome to Drive Time Sports. I'm your host, Jordan Buscarini, set to wrap up the week with you right here on 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. We're going to do that with a best of show. We had a few segments this week that I really, really enjoyed, and it's everything from Major League Baseball to local volleyball. Coming up tonight, the USU Eastern women's volleyball team will play their final home game of the season, number 4 in the country. Not in the conference, in the country. A national championship is a realistic goal for this team. We talked with Coach Daniel Jensen a little earlier this week. Also on the show today, we're going to replay an interview we did with Bill Lasky. Former big league pitcher, spent his time with the San Francisco Giants, and now an analyst for the team. Had a chance to catch up with Bill. We had a great conversation, so we will get into that. And also some NFL. It's been a pretty big time for the league. I mean, free agency kind of sets the stage for the draft. We did have a segment earlier this week, as every Tuesday, right? It's Football Tuesday. I was joined by Vinny Rondinelli. So that's all coming up on this Friday Best of Edition of Drive Time Sports. Major League Baseball, NFL, and we're going to talk local volleyball. It's all straight ahead right here on Drive Time Sports on 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.
The choice is yours. Sutherland's Friends of the Family Plus Consumer Credit Card lets you choose from 5% off instantly at the register or special financing on qualifying purchases. That means no forms, no waiting, no rebates. You can choose 5% off instantly with your Sutherland's Credit Card. Got a big project? Choose special financing. The choice is yours with Sutherland's Friends of the Family Plus Consumer Credit Card. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required. See store for details. Only at Sutherland's.
Tired of your worn-out, dated kitchen cabinets? Painting them is an easy way to make them look new and refresh your entire kitchen. Benjamin Moore Advance makes painting cabinets a snap. Whether brushed, rolled, or sprayed, Advance leaves a smooth, durable finish with the added benefit of easy soap and water cleanup. Available in high-gloss, semi-gloss, satin, and matte finishes, and it's available in thousands of famous Benjamin Moore colors, so you are sure to get the perfect color and elegant look your cabinets deserve. Come into Spectrum Paint Supply today, 80 South, 100 West.
As a mom, I felt like my kids were slipping away. I just wanted to spend time with them. But with our fast-paced life, it just wasn't possible. Besides, what kid wants to hang out with their mom? That was until I found the Price Theaters. So now I take time with each of my kids and take them to a movie. No, we can't talk during the movie, but we're together, and the conversation afterwards is the best. So as one busy mom to another, take your kid to the movies tonight. It'll give you things to talk about for a lifetime.
For some children, visiting the dentist for the first time can be a little stressful. Price Pediatric Dental understands and has some tips to ease a child's anxiety. Bring your child in to meet the staff and tour the office before any dental work is done. They can even sit in the dentist chair and have a conversation. This will allow him or her to become familiar with the staff and office environment. Price Pediatric Dental specializes in making sure a child's visit is a positive one. Call to schedule an appointment today at 637-9590.
Imagine having the perfect snow shovel, one that takes the work out of shoveling the snow, one where the snow doesn't stick, it just rolls off the blade like a plow. A shovel with a 6-year guarantee against breakage that has a D-grip handle and is lightweight. Hi, this is Alan at Peterson Chemical and Janitorial, and we've been selling the Bigfoot snow shovel for over 30 years. Come on down to 373 South, 100 West in Price and get yours today. That's Peterson Chemical Company.
You are listening to the best of Drive Time Sports from March 22nd through March 26th.
What you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're going to talk junior college volleyball here on the Coach's Corner today. Coming up this week, it's the final home game. It's actually the final regular season game of the 2021 campaign for the USU Eastern Women's Volleyball Squad. Right now ranked number 4 in the country. Looking to finish out conference play with an 8-2 record if they can take care of business Friday against Colorado. We're going to talk about that and more right now. Joining us over the phone, we have Coach Danielle Jensen. Coach, always a pleasure to get you on. Thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you for having me, Jordan.
Yeah, I always look forward to our talks, Coach. And you and I were talking a minute ago off the cuff about the idea that you're still playing volleyball here at the end of March. It's just one of those crazy seasons, and I don't want to beat a dead horse because we've talked about it with every coach, but I'm sure it's just different for you guys to be gearing up for a conference tournament here on March 24th.
Yeah, it's definitely different. It's just a different time of year, and right now we would be, you know, in our off season and doing things differently, and yeah, it's weird. I don't know. And with everything else that's going on, you know, we're used to not being in season right now, and so we've had to just kind of adjust and take it as it all comes. But it definitely is, it's different. We feel like we're like a basketball team right now trying to prepare for tournament and when we would already be done, but it's been good. We've been happy to just be able to play, so.
Yeah, big difference from, you know, what spring sports went through last year and not getting to play. And, Coach, the girls have handled it beautifully. I mean, as I mentioned, you guys are number 4 right now in the country. I know there's been a couple of slip-ups in conference play, one really heartbreaking loss to Snow College and a 4-set loss to Salt Lake. Other than that, you guys have been flawless as far as conference play is concerned. I mean, how have you assessed the way the girls have played this year?
I'm just so proud of what they've done. You know, we didn't want those losses within conference, but I think with that, having those losses and then some other stuff that, you know, took place during season, they've pretty much gone through anything that you could think of this year. And whether it be on the winning side or the losing side or playing teams that are really tough and they bring out, you know, a different type of weakness that we weren't aware of or, you know, whatever it was. And I think just we look at it as just growing and getting us ready for something bigger. And so the losses, they definitely, we did not want them, you know, but we were able to, we've been able to adjust and learn from them. And ultimately, I think it makes us a better team, you know, in the end. And hopefully that puts us in a really good spot if we get in those tough situations again, whether it be a conference tournament or a national tournament, and they're ready to go. So,
Coach, you talk about the learning experiences, and obviously that's what a loss can bring you. But if we go back 2 weeks ago, on the road, Southern Nevada, down 2-0, and the girls managed to fight back and win the next 3 sets. I mean, a series like that, what did you learn about your team in that particular moment, especially being on the road and fighting back from that massive deficit?
Oh, that was such a stressful game. Well, our team, you know, they're fighters, and they do not give up. And we've seen that over and over again this year. Just there was that other game when we were playing in Arizona against number 2 Odessa, and we were down 2-0 to them also. And they just flipped a switch and decided to play, and we ended up beating them in the 5th set and winning that game. And so it was kind of a similar thing when we were playing CSN. You know, and the girls, looking back, like, obviously they learned a ton, and they knew that they had to fight for that because we couldn't afford another loss. But I think it also helped with the way they approach teams and the way that they approach every single game, because CSN had been up here earlier in the season, and we had beat them 3-0, and I think the mindset going in was that they were going to beat them 3-0 again. And when CSN, you know, they had progressed and they had made a lot of adjustments, and so when it didn't work out that way, they had to fight and they had to figure things out. And it was fun to watch them battle and not just give up, you know, because they easily could have given up in that 3rd set. So
And with all that being said, Coach, you're doing this with six sophomores. It seems just like yesterday you and I were talking about the returners as we were gearing up for the season, but you've done this with six sophomores, which means you're relying so heavily on freshmen, and things have been just so out of norm to begin with. It's fairly remarkable when you think about it.
Yeah, I feel so bad for those freshmen. They've learned so much, and so it's been awesome to just watch them just get to work and just do what they need to do. But we know, you know, that it doesn't usually go this way. And they've gone through so many things this year, and so they just roll with it, and they step up and they do what they need to. And I've been so proud of how they've responded this year, both the sophomores and the freshmen. So it's been fun to watch them.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Daniel Jensen of the USU Eastern women's volleyball team. And again, we're talking about now the final home game of the regular season. And Coach, it's Colorado. And I know that this is a team that you guys have handled with ease so far this season in the past as well. I mean, I don't want to call them a stepping stone, because it just seems like in every sport, we're seeing Colorado improve drastically.
Oh, for sure. And this year, this would probably be one of the strongest Colorado squads that we've seen. And so Ashley, she's done a great job over there with her team. And you know, looking at the history, yeah, we usually do really well against them. But we've learned that it doesn't matter, because every game they're going to show up and they want to win. And they're a lot further ahead than they normally are, and so we have to be ready. We're approaching this game as if we were, you know, playing one of the bigger teams in the conference, and so it's going to be important that we just show up and stay focused. And it doesn't, you know, we've tried to coach them and teach them that it doesn't matter who's on the other side of the net. We play our game, and we play at our level, and we need to take care of business. And so that's how we've been approaching it, regardless of, you know, who it is. But hopefully they show up and get that final win, and we can move forward to conference tournament. So
The timing is really fast. I mean, you got a game Friday at home, and then you got to prepare for the conference tournament a week from Friday, right at Sevier Valley Center. So, Coach, how do you handle that between Friday and looking ahead to next Friday and making sure that you enter that conference tournament with a healthy roster?
I feel like we got really lucky that we have just one game this week. Instead of having to play like a Wednesday and a Friday schedule, we only have to play Friday. And so it's been nice to get the girls rested and really break down some stuff, because we know going into next week after Friday that we've only got about 3 or 4 days. I mean, 3, because we're traveling to really get ready for that tournament. And so it's been nice that we didn't, you know, have to travel this week. But just being able to take the time to break stuff down and not only get ready for this week, but then apply that to what we're going to see next week. So,
well, we can talk about the sophomores playing in their final game at the BDAC. And I know that there are some nuances, right, as far as eligibility for next season. Do you expect any of these sophomores back next year?
Yeah, so we have 4 of them that are planning on coming back again next year. 2 of them, they're leaving, one's leaving on a mission, and so we'll have 4 of the 6 back again.
Okay, so only 2 will be playing their final game of the BDAC. Still, though, it's an emotional day, especially when kids play their final contest. And if it's high school, if it's JUCO, if it's D1, D2, it doesn't matter. It's kind of an emotional day.
Oh, it is. And even with the 4 that are coming back, I still consider it their sophomore night, because it'll be their last time on the court as a team with those 6. You know, even though we're losing 2, coming back with 4, it's that last game with the 6 of them. And those 6, you know, they've been through a lot together from where we brought them in last year. Obviously, the season that we had last year, that conference championship game, I mean, we went through a lot with that. And then everything this year, from the changing of the season to, you know, with COVID. And so it's always emotional. It's exciting to see these girls move on and, you know, go on to different phases of their life. But there's just something special about this group, and it'll be fun to watch them, you know, Friday play together their last time at home. So,
well, Coach, I know we're going to have plenty more to talk about when the conference tournament gets here, which, again, is just a week away as we talk about the Sevier Valley Center and the neutral site this season. I guess, lastly, before I let you go, I mean, where's the aspect of the game where you see this team having to improve between now and next week, or is there one at all?
I think we always have room to improve. But I think the main thing for us is going to be just eliminating those errors and executing. We have a really talented group offensively, well, and defensively. And it makes it really hard when we're all doing our job and playing and running our routes and hitting and everybody's firing on all cylinders. And so the trick will be that we play our game and that we eliminate errors and don't give up easy points. And I think right now we're, like I tell the girls, you're where you're going to be. We're not going to make leaps and bounds right now because we're at the end of the season, but it's perfecting what we already do to eliminate those errors and stuff like that. So I'm excited to watch them and see what they do and how it all comes together. And it'll be a fun next couple of weeks.
Yeah, no doubt. Best time of the year, especially for volleyball. We're typically talking about this in the fall, but again, here we are in the spring talking about it. Coach, it's always so much fun to get you on and to get an update on the team. Thank you again for the time. Best of luck on Friday. And I know we'll catch up again real soon. Thank you.
Hey, awesome. Thank you, Jordan.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, but we do have more Drive Time Sports coming up. We'll move away from the local scene. We'll talk baseball. We're going to be joined by former Major League pitcher Bill Lasky of the San Francisco Giants. That's coming up next right here on Drive Time Sports.
Remodeling a house can be fun, stressful, exciting, and sometimes cause serious anxiety. Let Nichols Remodeling and Construction help, a company that values their customers, going the extra mile to make sure they're satisfied and the job is done right the first time. Nichols has full-time painters on staff and a custom cabinetry shop. How many other remodeling companies can say that? From tile to excavation, they do it all. Call Jackson Nichols at 630-8687 to schedule an appointment.
Hey, Tom, you just roofed your house, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I saved a ton of money doing it myself, too.
Who did you hire to haul all the bundles of shingles to the top of the roof?
I didn't have to hire anyone. I bought my roofing at Magnuson Lumber. They delivered it rooftop for me.
I didn't know anyone did that. It had to cost a lot.
Actually, no. And it saved my back and a whole lot of time. Stop by their store in Castledale and get your roof done so we can go fishing.
When you think home improvements, think Magnuson Lumber in Castledale. They carry what you're looking for to get your home improvement projects done.
Let's talk diesel engines, because at Landon's Diesel, diesel is what they do best. Landon's Diesel prides themselves on being diesel experts, so why would you take your diesel vehicle for even a simple oil change to anyone else? At Landon's Diesel, their staff is trained and certified to keep your diesel running properly. You drive a diesel for a reason: great fuel mileage, power, and dependability, so make sure you treat it to an oil change by diesel engine experts at Landon's Diesel on 300 West in Price.
What could be better than high school football and a hot bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken? What could be better than an afternoon soccer game and a hot bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken? What could be better than a baseball game and a hot bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken? You get the point, right? Everything is better when you add a hot bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Eating that juicy golden fried chicken and watching your team play live is the best combination ever. Get to KFC before your next game.
JN Auto says it's time to get in the auto buying game. JN Auto is a game changer when you're looking for a new vehicle but don't want to pay the new vehicle price. By making JN Auto a part of your team, you can count on finding quality, gently used vehicles with manufacturer warranties and unbeatable prices. You just found the secret to finding the perfect vehicle. It's JN Auto. Check out their huge inventory at jnautosales.com. JN Auto in Huntington and Price.
You are listening to the best of Drive Time Sports from March 22nd through March 26th.
Pitch to Bellinger. He swings and he hits a high fly ball right center field. This ball's gone!
Now 3-1 for Acuna. Swinging a high fly ball. Deep to left field. Way, way back. It's gone!
Live from the Auto Farm Studios, it's Drive Time Sports on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.
We're about 8 days away from opening day. Counting down on that calendar. We're inching closer and closer. We've talked about a lot of great storylines over the last couple of weeks. We're going to talk about more of those leading up to opening day. Joining us right now over the phone, former big league pitcher Bill Lasky, now with KMBR, and of course an analyst for the San Francisco Giants. We got some good stories to dive into. Bill, as always, a pleasure. I appreciate the time again today. Thank you.
Yeah, same here. It's always a great time talking to you about baseball and the fans that listen to us. And you know, it's getting closer, and cuts are going to be made. There's going to be a lot of disappointed players and pitchers, but this is the time of year where you perform, or if you don't perform, you're either going to go to AAA or you'll have that pink slip, the release form.
Yeah, it's got to be a frightening day for a player. Oh, my goodness.
It really is, because, you know, you have your mind and your heart and your soul set and trying to make a club in the big leagues, and things don't happen either through contracts or options. And you know, now that AAA season is not going to start till May 1st, you have another 30 days of spring training, and it just lingers, and you're watching the big league team open up on April 1st, and you're sitting at a AAA site just wondering what's next. And a lot of that starts going into your head. A lot of it you start dwelling, is this what I still want to do? Should I look for a real job? I mean, these are all perfectly mindsets of any player that gets optioned.
Well, Bill, let's start by talking about I can't think of anyone else I'd rather have this conversation with. Start by talking about a story that came out from Jeff Passan of ESPN talking about Major League Baseball's attempts to crack down the foreign substances that are going to be outlined. It's outlined in a memo, actually, going into the season. So it's increased monitoring by compliance officers, inspections of baseballs taken out of play that will be used given to a third-party lab to check for substances, and then spin rate analysis. That's a lot to take in, I understand it. But immediately when I read this, and I'm sure even casual, lighthearted baseball fans think, there's a problem in Major League with pitchers using foreign substances. Is that a big issue right now?
It sure sounds like it. You know, of course, every pitcher has used some kind of substance, either saliva or pine tar, or stick them through a can that gives you a little bit more feel for the ball when you're pitching, especially in cold weather games where your fingers are ice cold and you can't feel the stitches of the ball. A lot of times pitchers will go to some kind of stick them area just to get a little more feel off the fingertips. But what they're doing is they must have been policing this for the past few years, because it looks like they're going to be targeting so many pitchers, and they probably have a list of them. You know, we go back to Verlander and Bauer, and you know, you just start calling about Cole in New York. I mean, these are all guys that they have watched use substances. You know, you go back in my day, everybody used something, from KY jelly to stickum to rosin. You know, Gaylord Perry wouldn't even be pitching if this was in the realms when he pitched. But this is something they must be looking at, and they must have something on their radar to put something out like this right before spring training ends, and to start thinking about some of the pitchers that have used it and what are they going to do now.
Yeah, can I tell you what upsets me about this? We go back to 2017. If you take the sample size of 2014 to 2017, Rob Manfred came out and aggressively denied allegations of baseballs being juiced. And Bill, I'm not calling Rob Manfred a liar by any stretch of the imagination, but I am saying there was something fishy with the way the ball was going out of the park during that 3 to 4 year span. It just seems to me that it's always a focus on what the pitchers are doing to doctor the balls, when Major League Baseball loves the idea of high-scoring games and balls going out of the park. Now, that may be a benefit to the lighthearted fringe fan, but for those who love baseball, they still love a 3-1, 3-2 game. It just seems that the focus is always on, hey, what are the pitchers doing with that ball? Never with, are the balls being juiced? Because that was denied aggressively.
I totally agree with you, and it all started when Major League Baseball purchased Rawlings, who made the baseballs. They're not being made out of Haiti anymore, and a lot of times when you talk about it, it's the core of the ball and how they spin that rope on that ball, and if it's looser, the ball's not going to carry much. If it's tighter, the ball's going to jump off that bat, And I think that's where it all starts from. Where is the point of research where what is a good baseball? And it seems like Manfred has just changed the complexity of the game of baseball. He wants the fans' input more than what the players are doing. And I agree with you. Where is the average point of this? Where is the marketing part where he's going to say baseballs are all equal? It doesn't seem that way year in, year out. He's talking about a baseball that's not traveling that much this year. Alex Dickerson, Mike Yastrzemski of the Giants said the balls just aren't carrying like they did last year. Now, again, it's in Arizona. Sometimes the wind blows out. Sometimes the wind blows in. But we're going to see how this baseball reacts the first couple months of the season to see if there is more home runs or if it's less than what we've seen in the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's just funny to me that when we see the amount of runs decrease, well, it's got to be because the pitchers are doctoring the balls. But when we see a rise in the score,
that
doesn't have anything to do with the balls being juiced. That just doesn't make sense to me.
No, it really doesn't. And, you know, now there's something else that's going to be looked at, you know, when you start, you know, looking at all the statistics. And now they're going to look at spin rate. And we talked about, you know, how the ball's going to move. And who's going to see that? Who is going to really look at that? You're going to look at every pitch that's thrown each day to see if there's any difference in any pitch. You got a lot of eyes on a lot of pitches and a lot of pitchers. But I still think, when I read that, I just think there's a group of pitchers that they are going to look at and they've heard about. And I think those are the guys that are going to target more than a general, we're going to look at everything.
Again, our guest right now, Bill Lasky. We'll talk more about where you can find more of Bill's work as we talk Major League Baseball ahead of opening day. Bill, one of the great performers of this spring training is a newly named National League shortstop in Francisco Lindor, who made the move from Cleveland over to New York. This guy has just been raking in the postseason. And so I'm looking at his numbers last night, and I got to thinking, my goodness, the shortstop position in the National League is insane when you take a look. Let's just look at the top five shortstops in the National League. Fernando Tatis Jr., Trey Turner, Trevor Story, Corey Seager, Francisco Lindor. I mean, that may be the five best shortstops in the National League, and that's leaving guys like Javi Baez and Dansby Swanson and Ketel Marte out. This position really sparked my interest last night, just looking at what we have in the National League at the shortstop spot. It's incredible.
It sure does, and every one of those names is a high-quality shortstop. And the guy that you missed was my guy here, Brandon Crawford, who's just had 10 great years with the San Francisco Giants, and he's put Gold Glove numbers up. His offense has gone down a little bit, but you're talking about all these guys, and how many are going to be free agents next year is another big picture. Of course, Corey Seager being the number one free agent, I just can't see the Dodgers letting him go. But you know what? When you look at a market like that and you look at how much young talent there is, that's impressive, and that's what's great. I love the move the Mets made by getting him and putting him right into the realms of, hey, you might be the captain of this team. You're our main focus guy. You're going to be this guy that we want you to be in New York. And he has transpired that into being a leader. He was a leader with the Indians, but I think he's going to be more of a big talker, let's get going, a rah-rah type of guy, because that's what the Mets need. They need a spark plug, and there's no doubt he's going to fit that.
Yeah, that position in general in the National League is just going to be brilliant to watch all season long. But we did get a scare yesterday, and Fernando Tatis Jr. leaving his spring training game a tad bit early, tried to make a throw across the diamond to throw out Jonathan India. It came up a little bit short. Tatis's throw was awkward looking from the beginning. Obviously, there was some discomfort. He leaves the game. Jace Tingler says he's been dealing with a shoulder issue for about a year now. Bill, when we get to the end of spring training, I hate these games because, look, if you're a Padre fan, you went through this just a couple of days ago with Drew Pomeranz. It looked like Tommy John might be in his near future. Fortunately, it's just inflammation of the forearm. But boy, when you get down to it in spring training, the way managers approach the game at this stage is something unique to watch.
And I tell you, one of the biggest things is you're gearing up for that last week to 10 days with your regulars. So now you're going to have guys play back-to-back games or nine-inning games. They're going to play seven innings of the nine innings. They're trying to ramp up the veteran-type guys, the older players that kind of know how to prepare to open up the season on April 1st. And it never, never, ever happens where every team comes out of spring training with no injuries or no bumps, no hiccups. And that's what's happening with the San Diego Padres right now. And there's no doubt Tatis is probably checking in that shoulder. Is there any damage control? Is there any tears or tears of any kind of muscle? But again, that is a huge, huge, big bump if something happens to him, especially the contract he just signed, and especially how great of a year and player he is. So they're going to play it very casual with him, and who knows? He may start by April 1st. He may not be playing regularly, but that's the problem. At the last week of spring training, somebody always ends up getting injured.
Yeah. Yeah, and I know we've talked about the Padres being an elite team, and so as soon as this popped up last night, this was the reminder, yeah, this team's legit. Because if you don't have Tatis at shortstop, well, you can move Manny Machado from third to short. He has a pretty extensive history in that spot. You have Jake Cronenworth, who you could have made an argument of being the National League Rookie of the Year, and you have Hyunsung Kim as well. This is a deep team, so it's not as if this is the Padres of old where one injury and you think, oh my goodness, where's the offensive firepower going to come from? It's a deep team.
It sure is, and you also got top 10 prospects coming up with the Padres. They didn't trade anybody in their top 10, so you know their depth is very good, and I think that's what A.J. Preller did, and I think that was one of the things he did by associating more players coming in, the trades and the free agency built, and he's looking at depth because this isn't a 60-game season anymore. This is 162, and I know you and I talked about some spark plugs that happened last year in a 60-game season. That was really not even three-quarters of the season, and some guys really, really had great seasons, and some were ramping up at the end of the year. It is going to play a total different world of baseball with a 162-game season, and you and I talked about this a few years ago. It's a long grind, and there's going to be injuries. There are going to be rookies coming up making a splash, but it all starts next Thursday, April 1st, when all these guys put their spikes on, and game one happens, and the long marathon starts.
No doubt, no doubt. And as far as April 1st is concerned, I mean, I got the list of starting pitchers. Only a few teams are undecided. I know the Blue Jays don't know who they're throwing out against the Yankees. I believe the Pirates are still undecided. The Braves are undecided against the Phillies. Bill, if I go down to the bottom of the list, nightcap game, San Francisco at Seattle. The Giants haven't named a starter yet for opening day. Any idea if it's going to be Cueto, Gausman? Who's it going to be?
Well, I tell you, they both threw Monday. Cueto threw a simulated game. He did not look good his first or second and third time out there. Ball was up. Breaking ball was not sharp. And they were spinning on his changeup, so he didn't have that deciphering changeup that he's just been so good at. Gausman, on the other hand, was outstanding the first three times. And he hit a little rough spot the other day against the White Sox, giving up a couple home runs in the first inning. But he settled down and had a nice three innings. So I don't know which way they're going to go. They have not decided yet. After that, Logan Webb, the rookie at 24 years old, he has just been pitching magnificently. Three times out, hasn't given up an earned runs, only given up three hits, 17 strikeouts, working on a changeup that's really worked well. And with Buster Posey behind the plate, the experience of Buster of working Webb will help. DeSclafani is a big question mark. The rotation of the Giants are still a big question, which place they're going to fit, if they're going to go four starters or five starters, because they have 2 days off in the first 2 weeks. So they really don't need a fifth starter. But you don't know what they're going to do. They're not showing their cards right now, and they're going to have to, because you got to get one more start out of Cueto and Gausman before opening day. So one or the other is pitching game one, and the other will pitch game two.
Well, and as far as the opening day matchups are concerned, and I know we'll have time to talk about this next week, you get the Mets and the Nationals. It's DeGrom and Scherzer. It doesn't get any better than that.
Remember last year, we saw a few of them last year that we were all excited for.
Yeah.
What's great about opening day, you get the top line starters and turns into 1-0 game, or it turns into a bullpen game, because you know these guys are only going to go probably 80 to 100 pitches. So it's going to be interesting, but this is a time of the season I love, because the last week of spring training, it's the guys that make the club, they're excited, and like I said in the beginning, it's the guys that don't make the club that you just put your head down and you just ask yourself, why? What did I do? What didn't I do? And those are tough. I've been in both positions, and it's just a hard, hard feeling when you don't make that big league team and they fly away and you got to go back to AAA. And don't get me wrong, AAA is a good job. It's a good baseball world. But you want to be on the spotlight. You want to be on that big league field.
Bill Lasky, again, former big league pitcher, joining us to talk more storylines in the Major League Baseball scene. Bill, of course, before I let you go, you got to let us know where we can find more of your work because you're a busy guy right now, to say the least.
Well, on weekends, doing a pre- and post-game for the Giants on KNBR, the sports leader out here, 680 AM, 104.5 FM. You can stream it. Just go to KNBR. We've got some great storylines this weekend, talking to a few big writers on beat. So we're going to try to get some insight on the National League because we cover the National League so well. And it's just going to be an exciting time. Of course, the Dodgers, the Padres, the Giants, the Rockies, and the D-backs. We circle around all those teams, of course, because the Giants are in the middle pack of that. And we just kind of outlook, what's next? What's going to happen to the Giants? What's the future going to bring? Because there's so many talented young rookies that went through spring training and are still making a mark. They're all going to start either in AAA or AA. But a fun time of the season for both you and I because we get to talk baseball every week.
Absolutely. Bill Lasky, always a pleasure. Thanks for the time, Bill.
All right, you have a good day. Be safe.
You do the same, Bill. Thank you. We're going to break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return right here on 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
Your car, you depend on it to get your family where they need to go. But as a busy mom, the last thing you need is more stress or worry. So leave your car care to the experts at Gray Coast Tire Pros. They're more than just tires. They've got your entire vehicle maintenance covered, from brakes and oil changes to an AC recharge and so much more. Gray Coast will make sure your car is in top shape to keep up with your schedule. Nothing slows you down faster than car problems. Keep yours running smooth with Gray Coast Tire Pros, where everything rolls around you.
You hear that? Yeah, me too. Who wants to go out in this? I do. This winter, get your family and friends together and get to Gateway Lanes. Gateway has open bowling Monday through Saturday, and the snack bar is open. Times for open bowling are Monday through Thursday, noon to 5:30, and noon to close on Friday and Saturday. 94th South Main and Helper. Gateway Lanes can help ease the pain of your winter blues.
Even though the state of Utah doesn't require a state safety inspection anymore, a cracked or chipped windshield is nothing to mess around with. Your safety on the road is important, and Frank's Glass is here to help. They are the experts in windshield replacement and rock chip repair. Don't let a cracked windshield put you in danger on the road. Get into Frank's Glass today. Frank's Glass, proudly serving Carbon and Emery counties for over 48 years. Call 637-2214 or visit them across the street from Charlie's Pond.
So you just got home from work and you find that your fur baby is sick. Just like when your child is sick, you don't want your poor dog to suffer overnight. But who do you call? Emery and Carbon Animal Health is here for you. They offer after-hours emergency pet care, so you don't have to spend the whole night worrying. Just give them a call. 637-VETS, any hour of the day or night, and they will be there to help. With a friendly and knowledgeable staff, your fur baby is in good hands at Emery and Carbon Animal Health. Call 637-VETS.
Desert View Federal Credit Union is here to help you get started on managing your finances better with their low-interest debt consolidation loan. Minimum payments made to several different high-interest credit cards are not going to get you debt-free very quickly. Come into a Desert View branch today and let them help you get your debt consolidated into one easy, low-interest payment. Get control of your debt and your finances and come into Desert View Federal Credit Union today.
Membership and eligibility apply. Loans on approved credit. Member NCUA.
You are listening to the best of Drive Time Sports from March 22nd through March 26th.
Now, more Drive Time Sports on KOAN. The play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
So now you open my eyes.
Here comes the quarterback, Burrow, looking for a block, and he got it up in the front by Hopkins into the end zone. Touchdown!
Football Tuesday here on Drive Time Sports. Step away from the local scene. Let's talk NFL because even though March Madness and
Well, the Sweet 16 is set, and we're gearing up for the back half of the NBA season. The NFL kind of dominated the national sports headlines over the last week with free agency beginning. Joining us as he does each Tuesday to talk NFL, we have Vinny Rondinelli right now. Vinny, as always, great to talk football, and I know that free agency was something that we've been looking forward to since the Super Bowl, and now the dust has kind of settled. Free agency, for the most part, is wrapped up. I mean, we're going to have some signings here or there, but now it gives us a clear picture of the draft. That's what makes this so great.
Absolutely. And the NFL dominates the sports scene no matter what time of year it is, almost. It seems like, Jordan, and there's been major stories, both good and bad, come out in this last week. You've seen the frenzy. It was interesting. We were both excited because the reduction in the cap and some of the moves that had to be made, we were excited about how it was going to go down. And it didn't disappoint. The NFL, you know, like you always say, it writes its own story, and it's awesome. It is always awesome, the NFL.
I agree. Now that we've talked about most of the signings throughout the last week or week and a half, let's start by talking about a winner and a loser. Now, you and I have no idea who, what team we're going to pick. I have my winner. I have my loser. I want to hear your winner, your loser. We'll start with you, and we'll talk about those two teams.
Oh, that's tough. You know, let's start with the losers, and it's the moves you didn't make or whatnot, and for different reasons, you know. It's tough. Everybody instantly, my instant loser would be Houston Texans. And for obvious reasons, what will happen with Deshaun Watson remains to be seen. But they didn't pull the trigger on a deal they probably had with him, and that could backfire immensely. They've cut a lot of, you know, this goes back to last year, a lot of star players are not there. A lot of fill-in one-year deals, rebuilding it, and it just looks like a mess. Starting with the head coach, the general manager, the whole saga going through the whole offseason. So, you know, an obvious one is Houston. But the Bears are another one. They still don't have a quarterback. Andy Dalton's not the answer. What do they do with Nick Foles moving forward? They really didn't get any better. You know, we both like our team's moves. You know, we're both homers. There's some other teams you think, well, why or what are you doing? Washington, maybe, you know. But I'll tell you, the Bears and the Houston Texans stand out to me, Jordan.
I'll play devil's advocate here and looking at the Bears, because I have plenty of friends that are Bears fans, and I've been trying to walk them off the ledge over the last week and a half. I agree with you. They still don't have a quarterback. But when you look at what they could have done, they didn't overpay to get a quarterback that could hamper them moving forward. Now, and I think that accounts for something. Now, I believe that Nagy and Pace are both probably on their way out. In my mind, Trubisky was attached to Matt Nagy. That's the reason why you brought Nagy in, and Trubisky's now back up in Buffalo. But, Vinny, you could have done this a couple of different ways. You could have, A, overpaid for Carson Wentz, which they didn't do. They did make a push at a 32-year-old Russell Wilson. That didn't go through, and I don't know that that's the end of the world for Chicago either. So while this offseason seems like a dud, at least they're not eating something moving forward. They have a clean slate next offseason.
That's one way to look at it, but it seems like you've lost a year.
You're
just treading water, and you just lost a year. You know, Andy Dalton could be a bridge if you draft the quarterback, but you've already missed. It feels like, yeah, Pace and Nagy are in lame ducks. They made a run at some players that they thought maybe could save them. The Russell Wilson thing didn't go through. Reported it was a big, big deal that Seattle said. Don't know if they called or made the offer. I'm going to guess they probably at least inquired about Deshaun Watson. Looking back now, maybe that was, you know, a stroke of luck. But, yeah, I just think they treaded water, and I just didn't think they got any better.
Another team, though, Vinny, that I think we have to mention, the Raiders. Yeah, they were losers of this offseason. Now, they did make a couple of moves that I liked. I love the fact that they went out and they got John Brown on a one-year deal. They went out and they grabbed Kenyon Drake on a two-year, $11 million deal. They bring in Ngakoue at 2 years. They made some decent moves. They got rid of the horrible LaMarcus Joyner contract. But that offensive line was a big, big problem. And that offensive line is not better moving into 2021.
Absolutely. And, you know, did they set themselves up next year to make a run at it, you know, with more money and cleared some bad contracts? Yeah, that's one way to look at it. But Mayock and Gruden signed those big, you know, signed those guys to big deals to make the push and you're in year four now with John Gruden, and you haven't made any progress. You're not, you don't look any better. You don't have Khalil Mack and Amari Cooper. You don't have much to show for the trades you made for them. You just look like there's another team treading water. They just look like they're treading water.
Yeah, to me, that they did not have a great offseason. Now we'll take a look at winners, and I want to start with the New York Giants, at least on my end. I don't know that I can call them winners, but I'm intrigued as to what they did. They went out, they grabbed John Ross, Kyle Rudolph, Kenny Galladay. I like it. They went out and they got some weapons for their quarterback.
I agree with you. If Barkley comes back healthy, they beefed up some guys. They're making, into their old line last year with the top draft pick. It's reminiscent of, hey, Daniel Jones, it's your time to take the step now. Here's your guys. We brought you some help. I think Evan Ingram can play. Rudolph will help that. So I really like what they did in getting aggressive. Leonard Williams was a big time signing. It just looks like they're really going at Adoree Jackson on defense. It looks like the Giants are trying to get, make their move in the East. And, that division's wide open. If Dak Prescott's there, you think they're the favorite. Washington, maybe. I don't know. There's no clear-cut favorite. So it looks like the Giants at least tried to be relevant and make their step, Jordan.
Right, right. And it goes back to protecting your asset. And I think they definitely did that. So I'm not willing to say that the Giants were a big winner, but I think they did good things. I don't think it was a bad offseason for the Giants at all. In fact, I would put them in the win category. And I'll tell you who else I would put in the win category. I'd put your Chargers in the win category. I really would. I thought that they had – what did they need to do? They needed to beef up that offensive line. Did they do that? Yeah, they did that.
Yeah, they did that. I really like that. Everybody knows I'm a homer. And we spend a lot of times on our teams. That allows us to talk about that, Jordan, because we spend more times on our teams than most fans do. And I really like the Chargers did. I think there's still a miss there that they got to get with. I think some depth at safety and corner. But the beefing up the O-line to help Justin Herbert and getting healthy is going to be big for the Chargers. I like what your Rams did. I like what the Patriots did. And not in the way that most people do, just throwing out there, they signed all those guys. It was Belichick kind of revamped his approach, and the organization took a step back and revamped starting last offseason, and I don't think they're done. So I really like what they did starting last offseason, saying, okay, we're going to take the bite right now to move forward. I thought they were aggressive. I thought, they're relevant in the offseason because, I don't think it sat well with Bill Belichick that his team was not relevant last year. I think that really bothered him.
They weren't relevant. Tom Brady won a Super Bowl. That matters.
That matters, yeah. He didn't like it. I can assure you New England was not excited about watching somebody win that Super Bowl not in their uniform. And I like that he changed his style and added pieces. And, good moves. Kyle Van Noy comes back. Dante Hightower comes back. Patrick Chung retires, so we grabbed Jalen Mills. I like what they did, Jordan. I just, for different reasons than, everybody's throwing out there, I just like their approach in getting relevant again.
Yeah, Nelson Aguilar, Kendrick Bourne, Jonnu Smith, Hunter Henry. You mentioned Jalen Mills. They get Kyle Van Noy back on a one-year, $7 million deal. They make a trade for Trent Brown. They make a trade, or they trade Marcus Cannon over to Houston, get a late-round pick swap there. I mean, they were, no doubt, they were the most active team over the last week. I don't think there's any question.
And, I like that Belichick admitted his mistakes and changed gears. That's another thing. Wasn't just throwing money out. He hasn't drafted well, probably about the last 3 years, and he had holes, and he went out and found guys. He does, but typically he does way better with veteran players than he does rookies. He had some holes from, some mistakes in the draft, and he filled them. He was aggressive in doing it and building his team and rebuilding it in a different way. So I just like them going after it and trying to get relevant in their way, just like Belichick always does.
Again, that's quick winners and losers as far as free agency is concerned. You mentioned the Rams. They were a big topic because obviously they landed Matt Stafford. They added DeSean Jackson. They gave him a deep threat. But another team that added a quarterback that really wasn't as active as I thought they would be, Indianapolis did not do a whole lot to supply Carson Wentz. And it's odd to me because I guess I just expected, okay, you made a move. You got your quarterback potentially for the long term. There really wasn't a lot of money being thrown out to help him.
No, and, you know, they're expecting a big jump from Pittman. Pascal was there. They're talking – I read a report today. They're close with T.Y. Hilton to getting back. I think they were feeling pretty good about their offense. Taylor coming on. They did bring back Marlon Mack on a one-year deal, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, they're not as aggressive. Chris Ballard's really not that aggressive. They like to re-sign their own guys, and they have some money they've got to shell out here coming up. But, yeah, I thought they'd be a little more aggressive in the secondary. I really did, Jordan. I like your Rams. I really do. I think the Deshaun Jackson move, if he plays a hometown boy, he changes the offense. He just completely changes that offense. Big-time arm in Stafford. He's better on the long ball than Goff. I really like those two together. I think that was a good move.
Best free agent who is yet to be signed, is it Jadeveon Clowney? Is he the best of the pack?
Depending on health, I agree with that. Yeah, if he's healthy, yes, yes. He's probably priced himself. He probably thinks more of himself than the NFL teams are going to think of him. But without a doubt, if he is healthy, he can get after it and get you some quality reps on the edge. So, yes, I would agree with that, Jordan.
Again, it's Football Tuesday. It's here on Drive Time Sports NFL Free Agency Recap. Vinny Rondinelli joining me right now. We're going to break for just a moment. We'll come back and give a quick primer now on the NFL draft. With free agency not completely finished, but for the most part, all the big dominoes have fallen. Gives us a little bit clearer picture of what the first 10 picks of the draft are going to be for sure. That's coming up next when we return right here on Drive Time Sports.
Cleaning house is so time-consuming. You can rush all over the house making sure everything is dust-free, mopping floors, vacuuming carpets, even scrubbing sinks. But no matter how clean the rest of the house is, if you have dirty blinds, your house cleaning isn't done. Call CleanTech Cleaning and Restoration. CleanTech uses an ultrasonic cleaning method that will eliminate dust and static cling. Let CleanTech pick up your blinds today, and you'll have one less chore. Call 650-1933 today for an appointment. As we flip our calendars to a new year, we are all unsure of just what 2021 will bring. But just for a moment, let me take you back to the year 2000 and describe a time that just might be worse than anything 2021 could throw at us. It was a time of crooked canines, molding molars, and brace face brackets claiming your entire face. That was until Dr. Chamberlain started fitting his patients with Invisalign. So let us appreciate a new year in Castle Valley Orthodontics by going to castlevalleyorthodontics.com/Invisalign today.
When selling your home, you want to make as much money as you can. But do you know how? Your local realtor does. Their professional experience will help you to understand how to make the most of such a large transaction. Plus, they can help you know what changes need to be made to prepare your home before you list it, to make sure you get as much money as you can out of it. Your home is one of the biggest investments you'll make. Make sure you're getting the most out of it and call a local realtor today. This message brought to you by the Carbon Emory Board of Realtors.
Hello, Castle Country. Jay here with Castle Country Hobby Ponds Gun and Ammo. Have you ever thought about owning an AR-15? How would you like to custom build your own AR-15? Come into Castle Country Hobby Pond Guns and Ammo, and we'll show you how. We have all the necessary parts and equipment you'll need to build your own custom AR-15. That's Castle Country Hobby Ponds Gun and Ammo at 828 East Main Street in Price. Or give us a call at 637-POND. We'll see you soon.
You get what you pay for. How many times have you heard that? When it comes to mattresses, though, you do get what you pay for. The Serta iComfort Hybrid Mattress helps comfortably cool and support every curve of your body. Bill's Home Furnishings is your certified Serta mattress dealer. So if you care about where your money goes, stop into Bill's Home Furnishings today and ask about the Serta iComfort Hybrid Mattress. Ask about 90 days, same as cash financing. Bill's Home Furnishings, serving Carbon and Emery counties since 1976.
This is Eastern Utah's news and weather station, 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM, KOAL, Price.